Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. I was pleasantly surprised. Last night was a little cooler than expected. Not cool, but I was out for 4 hours for a B-meet, being the announcer. Although I only had to do, I now got a tag team partner. So like we're going to start splitting duties.
All right, that's
good. We already talked about Saturday. I'm just going to do the first half, which is, I think, freestyle and breaststroke.
Okay.
Or maybe it's backstroke. I always forget.
Did the Thunder Boomers roll through Monkey County? I
no Thunder Boomers.
They did where I was. I was out at Renditions. And by the time we got to about 16, it started to get dicey. And then it came.
Now, it never rained in my house. It just thundered.
It did rain out in Anne Arundel County, wherever that is.
But you're right. It was a little cooler, and it helped that the clouds came in. And I think today and tomorrow, I think today will be like yesterday, but tomorrow is supposed to be low 80s.
Yeah, I felt so like it was a win. I didn't even have to get the umbrella out. Usually, I mean, I was still sweating, but not like what I expected.
Mm-hmm. No, it was hot. And today there's going to be more boomers, right?
How'd you fare on Amen Corner?
I actually did pretty good. I between Amen Corner and Sawgrass, I think I was plus one over the four holes, which for me is good. Usually I do way worse.
Island Landing.
Say again?
Island Landing on
Oh, yeah. I probably should have made it. I had about 8 feet for birdie. Missed it. That's fine. Par. Take it. And 12,
take
it a little 12. Hard that. So it's all good.
Nice.
All good. No complaints.
Rendition's always a good time with the replica holes.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Looks like you got a new hat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, my buddy Squirrel got a rope hat from somewhere else, from Highlands, and he cut the rope off. I said, "What are you doing? Rope hats are in right now, buddy." And now he regrets it.
Now he wants
Tom to send him one with the rope back on. Because after everyone's been teasing him for cutting the rope off. The rope hats, Jason, are fire.
I've got a couple.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I like them.
But a year from now, maybe they're not.
Yeah, a year from now,
maybe he's fine.
You wear them until they're not.
Yeah, then you never wear it again. Who cares?
800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show.
Yesterday, we took a call from a Wizards fan who, I think we prefaced it by saying, if you like the direction, are you confident in the rebuild process? And we had that one caller, I can't remember his name, but he hated it. He said, "No, I hate this. We're trading away younger players for older players, and we have too many bad seasons where we're losing 60 games in a season." And I think our answer was, you know what, you got to give Will Dawkins and his team a little more time. He's only been here 2 years. Now, those 2 years they did lose 60 games each year, but in year 3, 4, 5, if they're still losing 50 to 60 games, I can see why you'd say that. But I think you just have to trust the process. I'm not saying they're going to be an NBA champion in 5 years. I'm not saying that. But I think you're going to see an improvement.
Here's a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. He reminds me, talking about Trey Johnson, of a young Devin Booker. That's a good comp. I mean, Devin Booker's had a 70-point game, I believe, in the league.
Yeah, I mean,
played on the Olympic
slam if you got a Devin Booker.
Guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think most people are optimistic. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Seems like they want, like, versatile guys, athletic guys, guys with some size to them. I don't know. That just on the outside looking in. But they're still... You know, it's weird. It's hard to project when you do have these old guys interspersed on the roster that you know are just kind of placeholders until they can find their way to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
But I found, you know, last year when I went to one of the games towards the end when Marcus Smart was part of the team, you know, they're going to play all their guys. They played a lot of guys. They would run 10, 11 guys in a game. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're all going to get minutes. And I think part of that, to be quite honest, is they don't want to win too many games, right? So if you played Chris Middleton and you played C.J. McCollum 35, 40 minutes, you might win too many games. So they're probably going to play them, you know, half the games. I'm sure there'll be load management. They'll make sure that they're going to be right back in the lottery mix next season.
Or maybe they'll trade McCollum off again,
yes,
because he's got the experience or the expiring contract, and they can acquire more draft picks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I really think it's a volume play. They want to get as many young kids in there, and then hopefully, you know, it's like Lord of the Flies. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to hopefully emerge and be the top dog. You know, have these guys compete against each other, and then you'll see who really are the guys you want for the future.
I still think,
and you can, you know, look, Oklahoma City played a bunch of guys.
I still think when you look at it, they still may probably have less than half the roster here that they're looking to build around. You know, how many can they carry? 15?
Yes.
Carry 15. I think I would count. So Bub, Bilal, Sar, Trey, let's say Kispert, Keyshawn.
Mm-hmm.
Six or seven guys, Anthony Johnson. I think there are about seven guys that, you know, in a perfect world, they would hope would be here in a couple
of
years.
And two of those guys that you mentioned, they might be traded. I was always surprised when they traded Denny, because I thought Denny was going to be one of the building blocks of the future.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They obviously didn't feel the same way, or they felt the deal was too good that they, you know, sent him out to Portland.
Mm-hmm. How old is Olenek?
Olenek?
Olenek.
He's probably 35.
He's that old.
Oh, he's probably mid 30s.
I'll take the under there, but
I didn't realize
he's been around a while.
I didn't realize he was that old. I
mean, he's been in the league a bunch of years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
you remember he was
34.
Public enemy number one for the Wizards.
I was almost there.
Because
in their game seven, he like put up 30 from the bench.
I don't remember, but now that you say that. Wait, with Boston?
Yeah. He was an agitator.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember him. I don't remember him being the game seven guy.
The game of his life was the game seven. He had 26 points and dominated the second half.
He's probably going to be like what Jonas Valanciunas was last year. They'll be there, but he'll probably get traded at some point.
Although, what's the deal with Vucevic? They still have him, right?
Mm-hmm. I think he's still on the roster.
I would add him to the list.
Yeah,
there's something intriguing about him. So maybe eight.
And he's young.
You know, he's a big guy.
Stretch guy, can knock it down from the outside.
Right. I would add him to the mix. But, you know, again, who knows?
I mean, think about it. They've got three teenagers currently on the roster, and I don't know when their birthdays are, so they maybe turn 20 before the season, but currently three teenagers, Carrington and the two kids they just drafted. Mm-hmm. They've got Koulibaly, who's 20. Sar's 20, correct? Isn't he 20?
Right around there. Very young.
They got a bunch. George is 21. I mean, they got a bunch of young. AJ Johnson's 20. They got a bunch of young kids, and then you couple that with these veterans that they acquired, and I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with those vets.
Here's my question. We could throw this out to callers on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067. Which rebuild do you feel better about? The Nationals, where there is a growing frustration now, or the Wizards?
That's a great question.
I think I lean to the Wizards right now because, and it's probably just because it's fresher, it's newer. Like, this rebuild for the Nationals has lasted a long time, and it, you know, you got some great pieces. I mean, there's no denying the Soto deal has netted them some guys who are really, really good, but they're not winning. They're not winning. Despite James Wood being a stud, despite Abrams being a stud, despite Gore being an ace, they're not winning. So I would lean Wizards. I'll put this up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Which rebuild do you like better right now?
I think the Nats will actually be a little bit more competitive before the Wiz. I still think, because if they get Cavalli back, they get JoJo back.
Yeah, but their rebuild started Cruz,
I know, okay,
before years
whatever.
Ago.
Yeah. But Cruz, let's see if he improves and gets better, gets on track. House looks like he's going to be okay. Let's see if they can find a way to get Hassel back up. And I don't know. I think the Nats might be closer to being like 500-ish.
Well, it also depends on which owner decides to spend money on the free agents, on the guys who are already proven.
Mm-hmm.
Will Lerner do it? Doesn't look like it. Will Leonsis do it? I think he would do it before
Lerner. I think Lerner will do it when they get close.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm totally wrong. Cakes thinks I'm totally wrong. Cakes thinks the Lerners are just out. I don't know if I buy that. But the Wiz, they'll have money, what, in a year, right? They're carving out all this room.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the way that I've phrased this.
Now, they may not spend it. Who knows?
The way that I've phrased this is, which rebuild do you believe in more? Not which one's further along right now. Which one do you believe in more? I'm voting Wizards.
Mm. Mm. I think I'll stick with my Nats, but because I've never been in a tanker.
I believe that the Wizards are, look, it's very intentional what they're doing. They did it in Oklahoma City. They're trying to do it here. You know, you got to get lucky. You got to hit on a Shea. And we'll see if they get lucky and hit on somebody. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's going to be Trey Johnson. Maybe Trey Johnson will be the best scorer out of the draft. Trey Johnson will average 22 this year in the NBA.
Wow.
No, he's going way. That.
Unlikely.
I'm going way under that.
As a rookie? No, come on. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067.
Who do you believe in more? Which rebuild do you believe in?
I'm going to go slightly Nats over Wizards.
Okay, you believe slightly. In the Nats.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But next year, I might feel different. Yeah. But I heard somebody on radio this morning, it was a former coach, can't remember who it was, but he said he predicted Trey Johnson will be Rookie of the Year.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, that's his prediction. I mean, I'm going to go Cooper Flagg, but...
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see
That
here.
Might be too obvious.
Can you remember? Did he go in our mock?
Who?
Yes.
Trey.
Drab took him, I think. Okay. Can't remember who he had.
Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, what's up?
First of all, y'all need to bring back the sundress thing that y'all used to have back in the day.
Yeah, loved that was
it.
Fun.
Those days are over, bro.
Not if they sell it. Nothing's over if they sell it.
A little bit, but at the same time, that was definitely sundress sillies. I used to love that. I used to go to that every year.
I know. Anyway, we had a good time. Okay.
Absolutely.
That was in my drinking heyday right there, boy.
Yeah, it was. And so was Cakes. Anyway, as far as this goes, I'm going to feel real bad when it comes down to the Utah Jazz. If they start being a superstar, they picked everybody that we should have picked.
Right,
and I
Bailey.
Know that they picked before us, but at the same time, it's like if Ace Bailey's the guy, then Clayton's the guy. It's like, come on, man.
What could they have done about Bailey? I mean, Bailey, I guess they could have packaged and tried to move up.
Yeah.
You know?
They couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
No, you're surprised anyway. They didn't expect that to happen. So
I think Brandon's saying like your FOMO would be off the charts because you all of a sudden you see him slipping, you're one away.
Those are literally two guys I would have been thrilled to have.
You're one away. Then all of a sudden it just the wins out of your sail because you thought you're going to get them.
It fits the pattern of 3 years from now, we're going to say Ace Bailey went one pick before the Wiz. Well, we're one pick away.
And we'll probably never find this out, but I'd wonder if I could ask Will Dawkins, if Bailey was there, Bailey and Johnson were there, would you take Bailey over Johnson if they were both available?
Yeah, we have to definitely be an off-air conversation.
Look, if they're looking at a backcourt of the future, though, let me just say this. If you're looking at the backcourt of the future, and I understand this is a small sample size, but if you look at the last month of Bub Carrington's play, he averaged almost 18 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the youngest Wizard, I believe, last season.
Dude, I'm a Bub guy.
He was 18.
I've liked him from day one.
In the last month, now it's only, let's see, about 8 or 9 games in April, he averaged 17.6, 7.1 assists. He was knocking down almost 40% of his three-point shots. I think he could be the best of the bunch. Like, I think Sarr defensively, no doubt. And you would think because he's the number two pick down the road, he might be the alpha, the number one scorer. But Bub showed me something. And I'm biased. I went to that one game. Like, our whole station was at the Orlando game, which they ended up losing. But he scored 32 in that game.
Well, I mean, I think he's shown from day one, he just got that dog mentality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's a real alpha.
Yes.
And he's been that way from day one.
Yeah.
You know.
So Brandon, you still there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
So do you have confidence that Will Dawkins could put something together? This is a playoff team in, let's say, 2 years.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
All right.
I mean, but at the same time, if he does, I definitely believe in the Nats. It's just harder because with a baseball team, you got to have like a lot of good players in order to be relevant. Like you have a superstar, like you have a LeBron James and Wood, but at the same time, it doesn't matter because he only gets up the bat one time out of the
right. Know, just ask Mike Trout.
Game.
Yeah.
Where if you have a superstar in basketball, all you need is just one and he can score 30 points and win you the game.
Yeah,
so
you can ride
you have
him.
That same type of person in basketball. So I guess I would believe in the basketball more.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. You. Appreciate
right,
it, buddy.
See you, man.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. You too, bud.
Did he change his tune in that call? I thought he said he believed in the Nats more, but by the end he went with the Wizards.
I don't know. Let's go to Dave.
Which one do you believe in more, EB? I know you were saying that you believe the
I
Nats
believe
are further
I believe more in the Nats.
You do.
I like what, the picks so far, like, you know, last couple of years. I mean, obviously, I think last year was a home run. I'll be honest with you. I remember talking to Will Dawkins, and I liked Bub from the beginning, and he was very like, well, let's wait and see. I feel like Bub was more of a grasper pick who really blossomed into something. But I just still think, I just still believe more in the Nats. I don't know why.
It's not going to matter long term, but Bub Carrington did cost us Ace Bailey.
Because?
He hit the game winner in the final game of the season. If not, we would have had the Jazz lottery numbers, and we would have been number five overall.
Mm.
We would have had Ace Bailey this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were out on Ace Bailey.
Yeah, yeah. No,
did you turn?
I just didn't think they were going to take him. Because that's from what Will Dawkins is trying to build here. I could have been wrong. We don't know. Did you find him?
I found him charming. I thought like he and the Harper kid going back and forth.
I just didn't like the doing. He didn't work out for any teams.
I think they were just trying to engineer their way through the draft. They're pulling like an Eli Manning.
Yeah, I just don't think Will Dawkins would have been a big.
Didn't the Jazz ask to work him out and he said no?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. But they still took him.
But Ainge had interviewed him before when he was with Boston, the son of Danny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Austin Ainge.
He's like the president or.
Yeah. And he liked him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't care.
Drab, which of the rebuilds do you believe in more?
Oh, the Wizards for sure. But just because it's, you know, I like just starting from scratch. And we've now been 5 years into the Nats rebuild. And I see very little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. It's hard to see it.
With the Nats. I'm just not motivated. I don't see.
I guess I'm just assuming and hoping that the learners ultimately trade or sell the team and there's a new owner coming here that's going
to
spend money.
I'm just going back to about 3 weeks ago when they were 30 and 32 or whatever, and then you have all these guys still on the come that are coming up that have been hurt or whatever, and then I think it looks a little different. They're struggling right now.
Yeah, but
through the first 62 games, they were doing okay.
They were doing okay, but there's also other factors like the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies, mm-hmm. and that the learners aren't going to spend money, and that the Nats have struggled developing.
I guess I'm not sold that the learners aren't going to spend money once they get competitive.
Well, I know they're never going to spend like the Phillies and the Mets. I know that.
Nope. Mm-hmm. No chance.
That's probably true.
All right, not unless you get an owner in here that's got that kind of money and reputation that says, F it, I'm going to spend $250 million a year.
You can vote on our poll of the day at Junks Radio. Kind of surprised early. It looks like more people believe in the Wizards rebuild. Vote at Junks Radio, or you can give us a call on an open line Thursday at 1-800-636-1067. Hey, it is open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Let's go to the phones, EB. You might be able to help out this caller.
All right, 800-636-1067, your chance to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Dave in Brandywine. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
Good. You helped me out a few weeks ago, so I'm back for more.
All right.
What did we help you out with a few weeks ago? Can you fill us in and remind us?
Yeah. So my golf game.
Okay.
I'm still trying to break 90, guys.
All right. What did you ask us a couple weeks ago?
I was asking you, how did you get much better over the years?
Okay.
You told me you just hit 100 balls a day or something at the range.
I don't remember this call, but
he
okay.
hit more than 100.
I mean, I hit a lot of balls, but
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
He just took it more serious.
You got to get lessons. You got to lock in. You got to really take it seriously, in my opinion.
Focus on the short game. You know what? There used to be a sign. There was a sign at the old Fair Oaks Golf Park close to where we used to work in Fairfax. I think they... knocked it all out and built houses and townhouses. Yeah. But it said 90% of scoring is 100 yards and in.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
All right. So two things going on. So one, I wanted your opinion on, you guys like your long irons, or have you guys made the switch that I'm seeing a lot to the hybrid?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the hybrids have been around for a long time. The trendy club that everyone's putting in their bag now, which I had in my bag 20 years ago, is a 7-wood. Everyone's putting the 7-wood in. Some people are even putting 9-woods in their bag. So, yeah, I would take those long irons, and I would throw them in the Potomac. Now, I know a guy like Valdez, he likes his driving iron. He likes his longer irons. But I think for the average guy, I think that you'd be way better served with, like, the 7-wood in particular. It's a brilliant club.
Okay, gotcha. And then the next thing is, if I line up to play my fade, it ends up in the left rough or the left edge of the wood.
Yeah.
If I line up to hit down the fairway, middle of the fairway,
it's going right.
It's a push. It's a push right. It's not a hard slice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on anything, but I feel like I'm close.
You know what you can do? Let me give you my best advice. If you really want to get into it, and it sounds like you do really want to get into it, you got to videotape your swing or whatever. You know, use your phone, get a little cheap tripod thing, video your swing. You can download free AI apps, and they're very annoying, but you can upload your swing, and the AI app will give you, it'll break it down, it'll give you scores, it'll tell you where you're going across the line, all that stuff. And there are free AI apps that you can get. It's not perfect. It's kind of based on the model swing, and everybody has a different little quirk to their swing. But it'll get you going, and it'll give you tips on things to correct if you're bringing it back too far inside or whatever.
Hey, Dave, what's your closest to 90? Have you had a time where you thought you were going to break it, which is your goal, and then you just crumbled on the last couple of holes, or what are you shooting?
So usually it's a low to mid 90s, and it's usually maybe two or three blow up holes where I'm at
standard
the hole or something like that. Now, there was a couple of years ago where I was playing much more regularly every weekend, and then I was in a Tuesday league, and I hit 87, 80, and
9. Nice. Just keep grinding. It's a rep sport. You got to keep grinding, keep working on it. Get a little putting thing. You put it in your dining room when your wife's not looking. And, just
keep grinding. He's close, though. He's close.
Yeah. Keep grinding.
Sometimes there's the head case element of it, too, where you feel like this internal pressure to do it, and you crumble.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I never have this range where people say, I always shoot, like, low 80s. I'm like, what? I shoot anywhere literally from 78 to 95. Right. My range is wild.
Yeah, but I remember.
I know people that only shoot like low 80s. I don't even know what that is.
A couple years ago, I wanted to break 90, and I found on the very last hole, I double bogeyed on like four or five straight occasions to miss breaking 90. Yeah, it's a total choke job.
You feel like you're close, and then
Well, here's the other advice, and then we're going to move on. Here's the last piece of advice, and then we're going to move on. It's impossible for us to do, but if you can do it, don't count. Don't know what you are. This guy Scott Fawcett, who's like one of the leading mental guys out there in golf. If you can do it, you just you got to be oblivious to your score, and you just got to play and take every shot one at a time, and don't add them up. Don't add them up until the very end.
Hey, whatever happened to that guy that you remember? You submitted like your golf swing, and you were upset.
Yeah, he never rated it. Then he started charging guys to rate the swing. So now I just use the AI app. And the AI app some days loves my swing. Some days it just chews it up and spits it out.
Hey, our guy Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, came out with his top 100 players.
He does this every
summer.
In
the NFL. Got Patrick Mahomes, number one. Miles Garrett, two. Saquon Barkley, number
three.
I'm trying
to find Jaden. I'm still scrolling.
How many
He's down
Commanders do you believe are in the top 100?
I'm going to say three.
There are three. Can you name the three Commanders in the top 100?
Daniels, McLaurin, definitely. I'm not sure where. And then the third, I'm going to put Luvu?
No.
It's not Debo.
No.
Eckler? Is Eckler still in there?
No.
Does he still have the rep?
No. You got to think older.
Wagner?
Bobby Wagner.
Oh, really?
He's got Bobby Wagner at 83.
Okay.
And there's a chance, maybe I missed Luvu. I just scanned through this list a couple times. I didn't see Luvu.
Uh-huh.
Because I do think Luvu's a better player right now than Bobby Wagner, but Bobby Wagner still tackling a ton of guys, and he's still a very good player. He's just older. Terry McLaurin comes in at 81.
Wow.
Guys like T. Higgins are ahead of him at wide receiver.
What's his rationale for 81? Does he give us?
I mean, look, if you're in the top 81 players, you're still good.
I mean, they're rating all the positions. It's like, yeah. I don't even know how to
absorb this list. If you rated Terry McLaurin ahead of Mike Evans, who came in at 82.
If I would have ranked, if that was my list, I'd probably have all quarterbacks, running backs, receivers.
Yeah, I mean, how do you make
maybe
that
Maybe some
list?
Edge rushers. I wouldn't have tackles and guards and centers.
Right, so I don't even know how to absorb it.
Yeah.
Well, but it's like picking an MVP, right? An MVP can be any position, tends to be quarterbacks.
Oh, it's never going to be a tackle. It's never going to be a guard.
He's valuing quarterbacks higher. But if you look at his top five, I mentioned the top three. I mean, he has two quarterbacks. He's got Patrick Mahomes, one. He has Josh Allen, four. At five, he's got Justin Jefferson. At six, he's got Lamar Jackson. Seven, he's got Joe Burrow. So he's got four quarterbacks in the top seven.
Mm-hmm. But bottom line is the point, he's only got three skins in the top 100.
And he's got Jaden Daniels ranked 33. Do you have a problem with that? 800-636-1067. Guys who he has ranked ahead of him, he's got receiver A.J. Brown, Eagles at 31. He has running back Jahmyr Gibbs, Lions at 32. And then you've got Jaden Daniels.
Well, where does he rank him as far as quarterbacks? Like, how many quarterbacks does he have ahead of him? About six
or seven?
Well,
I mentioned the top four.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Are in the top seven, right?
No problem with that.
So, Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Nobody can argue that.
I think he's Lamar, a fifth-ranked quarterback.
Fifth-ranked quarterback's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Fifth-ranked quarterback is about as high as you could possibly hope for someone to reasonably rank him.
Yeah.
After one season.
It's a weird thing, like...
Because we just had guys the other day, didn't even have him in the top 10.
I'm with you, Jason, because like at number 22, he's got Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Bowers had an incredible rookie season, had 112 catches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels is more valuable than Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not a value chart. It's best players chart. I mean, he's got Creed Humphrey, 16, who's a center for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So is he the best center in the league? I mean, he clearly thinks he is, but... Last year, he had him ranked 48, and he jumped 32 spots.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even if I knew every player in the league up and down, and I studied film every week, I wouldn't know how to put a list like this together, where you rank all the different positions.
I would probably have most of the offensive guys at the top, and then edge rushers and maybe some linebackers.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do it.
My offensive lineman would be near the bottom, but I understand that you need those guys.
But I mean, it would be important, I guess, if you put some validity into this, is where did they rank? Okay, like the Eagles, what do they have, like seven or eight guys in the top 100? Like, who are the teams that have a bunch of guys?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Zach Bond. Barkley's number three. Zach Bond's on the list. Jalen Hurts is on the list. AJ Brown's on the
Jalen
list.
Jalen Carter's.
Like Carter. Jalen Carter's on the list.
Yeah.
The top defensive players, Myles Garrett came in at number two. Patrick Surtain at number nine and Micah Parsons at number 10. So those were the three guys that all made the top 10 defensively. And then you've got guys like TJ Watt.
Aiden 15,
Hutchinson.
Carter. Chris Jones. Yeah, he's got a bunch of edge guys.
It's kind of standard.
I do think, look, the Commanders need to catch the Eagles. How are you going to catch the Eagles? You have to acquire more top talent because, I mean, we're talking about this Eagles team. They might have 10 guys in the top 100 because you've got Barkley, you've got Hurts, you've got A.J. Brown. You mentioned they've got Lane Johnson, they've got Mailata, Jalen Carter. That's six right there, and I'm just perusing.
Maybe you would hope Tunsil would sneak into the top 100, you know?
Yeah, I think he would have a shot.
Because they're pretty excited about that addition. And most people consider him at least, I think, in the top five or so.
And Debo in his prime would have.
D-
been top 100. He's just slipped the last couple of years.
Maybe even Lattimore in his prime might have.
I probably would have had McLaurin higher than 81, just because maybe he's just basing that on off overall numbers. But
based on his year last year.
But based on his year last year, I think he would be higher than 81.
Look, the fact is they won. How many games did they total win 14. Last year? They won 14 games last
12
year.
12 and then two in the playoffs.
And going into the season, you might have had two guys in their top 100. You certainly wouldn't have had Jaden. You maybe would have had Terry. Maybe you would have had Bobby. I don't know. Bobby seems to be on everybody's list every year. And I think they've upgraded their talent. So they won 14 games, and I think on most people's list last year, they would have had two guys in the top 100. This year they got three with the kind of year that Jaden had, and I think talent wise we're better this year than we were last year.
Last year, the three guys he has on the list this year, last year none of them were ranked.
He didn't even have Terry.
Well, obviously Jaden.
But he didn't even have Terry in there. Wagner was not in his top 100. Yeah, so there you go.
So I don't know which players he had.
I think you posed a good question, like which of the guys who's not on the list right now?
Could you make the argument
that's on the Commanders roster could make it? I think
Tunsil.
You're probably right that Tunsil. Maybe Connerly. Look, they drafted him. We'll see how he develops.
No, that's way too early.
Of course it's early, but what if he's a monster?
What if Luvu has a big year?
Luvu might be on the outside looking in or like right around there.
And I'm going to say Marshawn Lattimore. I think he's going to have a big year.
All right.
I do like Sandstro.
Yeah, but I don't think you put like essentially a slot corner in that high. But maybe. Let's go to Marcus.
I know that's where they supposedly want him, but last year he played.
True. Played all over.
Basically as your number one corner.
How about this? Travis Kelce, 96 now on his list. Last year, he was 18.
Right. Marcus, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
What's going on, Junks? How are we feeling this morning, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, like, the quarterback ranking on the top 100, I agree with it. I had a little bit of a problem with Jaden being 33, but then when I kind of browse through the list again, it makes sense. Maybe I'd probably put him at 32, maybe above Tariq Hill. I don't really think he had that great of a year last year to be that high on the top 100, if that makes sense. But, after kind of looking at the list, it makes sense. Like, if this were, like, strictly MVP voting, like you guys mentioned, I could see these guys being ahead of him. So I don't think 33 is a bad spot for him, now that I look at the list again.
And especially when you look at the quarterbacks. No one on the planet can reasonably expect him to be ranked ahead of those four guys at this
Absolutely
point.
Not. I mean, even at number four, because, personally, I still have him as fifth best quarterback in the league, first best quarterback in the NFC. But for him to give us fourth best quarterback, I'll take it.
I think he gave us fifth.
Yeah, number five.
I thought he gave us four. Sorry.
No. You got the big four that right now it's tough to break through with Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow,
Allen,
and Josh Allen.
Yeah. So like with that makes a ton of sense. That's how I've had him ranked for the last year. But 33 was a little bit shaky at first. But once you look at the list, it makes sense. The only thing I would switch out again would be Tyreek Hill. But aside from that,
what about Terry in the 80s? What about Terry in the 80s?
Now, I didn't get that far down the list, but it depends. I would have to look at the wide receivers that he has ranked in front of Terry.
I mean, he's got Nico Collins ahead of him.
That doesn't seem right.
You can make an argument that Terry should slide up.
Right.
Yeah, but I think we're like the wide receiver, and I've heard it a lot. I guess at that point, it's more really about the preference of receiver, like the style that you like and prefer. Like, you know, everybody's
got to run. Marcus, we got to run. Forgive me, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. No, you're good, buddy. All right, have a good one.
All right, it is open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll get back into the Wizards draft with Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports coming up at 8:25. Of course, the Wizards draft the Trey Johnson. He shows up with his shorts, but he's a great shooter. And then they get the Riley kid in a trade they did with the Jazz. So we'll talk to Chase Hughes about that at 8:25. And John Fanta, one of the best college hoops broadcaster on Fox, he's scheduled to join us at 9:25. I just saw this story, pretty interesting to me, in terms of crossing the lines. So Suzanne Summers has passed away. Okay, she played Chrissy on Three's Company back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got famous. Was she the Thigh Master chick?
Yep.
She got famous for the Thigh Master back in the day. And then
she was very into like homeopathic remedies and that sort of thing.
Very vocal about her sex life too, I believe. Mm-hmm.
I think her and her husband were getting after it all the time.
So she passed away and her ex-husband, her widower, apparently has started a new relationship. And it's with one of her former co-stars. Now, it's not with Janet from Three's Company. If you're in our generation, you would know that reference.
Mm-hmm.
But she was on a show called Hollywood Wives
right
back in the 80s. And he is now dating one of her co-stars from Hollywood Lives. Is he crossing the line?
No. First of all, he waited, presumably, the requisite time.
Okay.
I think it's been 2 years.
All right.
All right. These people are near death.
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares? They're near death. I'm sure Chrissy.
All right, but let's say Cakes kicks the bucket and Dina passes.
Yeah.
A few years later, you could hook up with Amy?
Sure. A few years?
I mean, it would be awkward, but.
Yeah, I think after a few years.
You don't
years,
think it's crossing the line?
I think what's crossing the line is the time more than anything. I think it's the time. You can't jump in the sack with somebody right away. That's when it's a show. But if the time passes, you're going to probably date someone you're familiar with, someone in your circle.
Yeah.
Are you just going to meet a stranger? I mean,
I guess you
can with apps these days. But you're most likely going to probably, if you connect with someone, it's going to be someone in your world. So I think
Who is the actress that he started the relationship
she's
with?
She's some old bag. You wouldn't recognize her. I mean, these people are so old.
Jason. Yeah, I know. They're probably in their 70s.
Old. Yeah.
He explained.
I just want to know if I know the name.
No, EB's right. Look, he said he's known this actress
right
for 45 years.
Yeah. I mean, they're more or less probably looking out after each other more than they are. I mean, who knows? Although Chrissy and, Suzanne Summers and the guy, they were hitting the skins all the time.
Yeah, she bragged about it.
But I think they were taking all kinds of supplements and nutrients and medications and everything to keep everything, keep the blood flowing, keep it hot, keep it fresh.
So I'm going to say no, he's not crossing the line.
I'm going to say he's not crossing the line.
And look, he put in his time with Suzanne Summers. He said he said Suzanne was his only date for 50 years.
Yeah. 50 years.
Oh, dude, this guy's 88.
Right, I told you, he's going to dunk off any moment.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't cross
let
any
the
lines.
Guy, let the guy have a break.
Let the guy live.
Yeah, let him
it's
live.
He's only got a few years left.
Now,
maybe a few hours.
Now, if you steal somebody's wife, that's crossing the
line.
All right,
here's my question.
That's crossing
the line. So let's say you dunk off. Now, you're dead. It doesn't really matter.
Dead.
But is there anybody you wouldn't want Dina to ultimately be with in your friend group?
I've never thought of anything so trifling.
Well,
it's so terrible.
Well, that's what's happening here. I understand that they're old, but essentially his wife died.
Yeah, is there anybody
and then he
I
hooked
want...
up with somebody in his friend group.
You know what?
Like squirrel.
Yeah.
Poor Dina. I would I would say you guys could just knock yourselves out. I mean, I'll be dead. I don't think there's anybody. I mean, I guess if it was an enemy of mine, but like in my friend group, what do I care? I'm dead.
Okay.
Maybe it was an enemy. I don't really have that many enemies.
What about AWOD?
I mean.
What if she got smitten for a younger man?
Sure. It would be fine.
You'd be fine with it.
Oh, I'm dead. I'm so dead. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but your kids are still going to have to deal with a new stepdad.
He does want to be like you.
I mean, I would feel bad with that skin condition and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really an ugly guy.
What about Buck Styles, EP?
Bucky? Maybe I draw a line of Buck.
I mean, can you imagine AWOD with his arm around Dina in your hot tub?
Right. Yeah, just enjoying my little golf studio and in my hot tub, my new sauna. Adam in there, this terrible skin. What did he do? He had a picture of himself. He fell down or something playing kickball. Did you see that? He posted some picture.
Kickball?
I don't know. He posted some picture of himself where he somehow hurt his eye or something.
He said he got into a rundown, a pickle.
Oh, he got into a pickle playing
kickball. Yeah, during kickball. Between third and home, and he ended up scoring.
Right,
but he beat the pickle, But he fell down as he crossed the plate.
Right. So he had some awkward fall.
Then he gave his stats, and I think they lost like 12-2.
I mean, he threw up playing basketball against Cakes.
Right. Right. Does he? Is he still dating the same chick? Are they like living together or whatever?
He moved in with her, yeah.
So wow. I mean, that's going to be
just a matter of time.
Is he going to invite us to the wedding?
Oh, I hope so, yeah. I think so.
Do you think you would get invited? 100%. You think you're 100%
invited? He might be best man.
I might be standing up there.
Really?
Somewhere out in that line.
Yeah. So you think we'll get invited to that thing?
Yeah, you'll have to go.
Is it going to be in Richmond?
Probably.
No. Is the girl from Richmond?
I think so. I mean, she lives there. I'm not sure. Right. I can't remember where she grew up.
Would I go to Adam's? I went to Rom's wedding. I guess I would have to go to Adam's wedding.
I'll tell you what.
You know,
I think when we all sat down at Rom's wedding, none of us figured he would still be married.
Oh, I never pondered that.
Oh, I remember talking about it at the table.
You do?
I never pondered that. Even at his wedding, he was playing
maybe
to
we
us.
Thought, maybe we thought she was just marrying him for like the green card or something.
Maybe we joked about it. Just the odds of him having a successful marriage didn't seem great.
I did not go to Rom's wedding. Shocker.
I mean, he serenaded
you
the
know
junkies.
This is the only time I've ever done this in my life. I didn't give him a wedding gift. I've never done that to anyone. Because I was so hostile to going to the wedding.
You didn't want to go.
You took a stand.
I said, my gift to you is my presence. I'm not getting you a
gift. And he's probably okay with that.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. But I've never done that in my entire life. Gone to a wedding and not given a gift. That one I did. Out of principle. I didn't want to be there. I don't even know why I went. But I guess he guilted me. He guilted me. I like Marina. She's great. I mean, she's way better than him.
Yeah.
You know. But
it's also a dry wedding.
That maybe I was hostile about that.
No, because I brought in Jack.
You brought in little minis. Yeah. Yeah. No, not for you.
Well, I had them too, but that's the only reason I got Jack is that you're on your Jack and Coke kicks.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, he wore his Nats jersey during part of the reception.
Yeah. He had family members there from all over the world, and
they had no idea what he was doing.
He was singing to us.
Right.
He wasn't singing to his wife, and he did some speech, and he did a speech to us.
Yep.
What a freaking weirdo.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. You want to chime in on anything? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.